Hi, Mr. O'Connor. Wow, this is so weird. I probably shouldn't have come. I'm so sorry, sir. Are you sure it's okay? I just had some questions for you about next year. Are you busy? Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. You're sure? Okay. I'd love to come in. Is Mrs. O'Connor in? Oh, of course. I guess they don't get summer vacation at the bank. I've never seen you in shorts and a t-shirt before. You look younger, I guess. Sorry, is that offensive? You look good. I mean, God, I'm so awkward. Can we sit? Here, on the couch is fine. Okay. First of all, I just want you to know how much I appreciate all the help you've given me this year. All the college essays and the way you encouraged me to start that novel and follow my dreams of becoming a writer. Seriously, thank you. I'm so excited to be done with high school, but there are a few things I'm gonna miss, and you're at the top of that list. No, seriously, don't brush it off. You're an amazing teacher. I mean, how many other teachers would have given so much extra time to help me like you did? How many would invite a girl into their home during the summer? I'm sure you like this with all your students, and that's just, like, really cool. Oh, really? Aw, wow. That's so sweet. Do you tell that to all your students? You really think I'm special? See, this is what I mean. You always know how to make me smile, and I don't know, you just make everything better. That's why I came by today. I'm just, like, really worried about college next year, you know? I just feel like at East, everyone knew me and would, like, help me with stuff, you know? Like, all those essays. Vanderbilt accepted me because of that portfolio we sent in. But, like, you helped me a lot with those. I'm not gonna have a Mr. O'Connor in college to hold my hand. What if I'm not any good? Stop. No, I'm not here for you to compliment me. I need you to tell me honestly. Do you think I have what it takes? Do you think I'm gonna be okay in college? Do you think I'm gonna make it as a writer? Really, really? You mean it? You always know how to make me feel better. Can I give you a hug? Thanks, Mr. O'Connor. That means so much to me. Well, there is one other thing. It's not just the classes I'm worried about, you know? I don't know. Just like everything else. It's like I said before, at EHS, everyone kind of knew me and, I don't know, liked me, I guess. I mean, like, I wasn't super popular, but people were nice to me and everything. I don't know. I've just been, like, looking at different Instagram accounts and stuff from girls at Vandy. And I don't know, they just look so different from me, you know? Like, they all look like models or something. I don't even really know why I'm telling you this. It's just... Really? You think I'm pretty? But I feel like I'm pretty in, like, a little girl way, you know? Like, maybe I'm kind of cute and adorable, but that's not what boys want in college. They want hot and sexy and slutty, and I just don't know how to be that, you know? Maybe that's part of it too. Those girls all seem so experienced. Like, they know exactly what they're doing, and I just, like, don't, you know? I'm sorry, sir. I know this is kind of weird. It's kind of embarrassing to talk to my friends about, and I definitely don't want to talk to my parents. You just always know what to say. You always know how to make me feel better. Okay. You know how you helped me find my voice as a writer this year? You know how you, like, told me what the admissions team would want and how to adjust my style to give them what they wanted? Do you think you could? And it's totally fine if this is too weird or whatever, but do you think you could, like, help me with this other thing too? I mean, you were a college guy, right? That wasn't so long ago, was it? Do you think you could help me know how to give them what they want? I know it's a little bit weird, but I don't know who else to go to for help. And it's not like I'm still your student. Now that I've graduated, you don't have to be just my teacher anymore, right? Like, you'll always be my teacher, but maybe not. We can kind of be, I don't know, friends or whatever. Okay, okay. You stay there. Here, I'm gonna stand up. And I want you to tell me how I can make myself more grown up for the college guys. Hair down. You sure? Okay. Here, I'll turn around so you can see. Do you like these jean shorts? I just got them. I couldn't have worn them at school. But you're not gonna dress code me now, are you, Mr. O'Connor? My shirt's too baggy. All t-shirts fit like this, though, right? You want me to tie it, like showing midriff. I don't know. That's not really my style. Do you think I could pull it off? Okay. Okay. I'll try it. Hang on. Okay. There it is. What do you think? What about my hair? Can you come show me? Wow, I really like it when you play with my hair, Mr. O'Connor. Your hands are shaking. Does this make you nervous? Why's that? You're just helping me get ready for college. Just like you've been doing all year. This is just one last tutorial. Wait, can you stay here? Don't sit back down. I like it when you're close to me like this. I like feeling your breath on the back of my neck. Don't go. Don't you like it? Being close to me? God, my heart's beating so fast. Can I tell you something, Mr. O'Connor? A secret. Even my friends don't know. I've actually never been kissed. It's true. Why is that so hard to believe? Would you like to kiss me? Please? I don't want to go to college without being kissed. I'm not your student anymore. I'm an adult. Don't you think I'm pretty? Do you think I'm hot? Don't look away. Look at me. Do you? Then kiss me. You have no idea how long I wanted you to do that. I came to all those tutorials to get help on my novel and essays, but also because I love being close to you. The way you would come behind me and read over my shoulder, it'd give me goosebumps. Whenever I would leave those tutorials and go home, I couldn't stop thinking about what it would be like to be alone with you, like outside of school, to be kissed by you. And here we are. You know, I think you're hot too. I've never seen you in short sleeves before. I really like your arms. Can I touch them? You're so strong, Mr. O'Connor. I want you to wrap these strong arms around me and pull you close to me. Don't you want to feel my body against yours? Please, Mr. O'Connor. Oh my God. It feels so good to be here. In your arms, I can melt. You can do anything you want with me. Anything at all. I can feel you down there. I know you want to do something with me. I want it too. I need it. I still feel like a little girl, but I'm not one. I'm a woman. Can you make me feel like a woman? Thank you, Mr. O'Connor. Take off my shirt. Please, just do it. I need you to take off my shirt right now. Do you like them? Do you like the way I look in this push-up bra? them. Don't be silly. I see in your eyes that you want to touch them. Oh my God, that feels so good. What does it look like I'm doing? I want my bra off. I want you to see my breasts. No, 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 you can't back out now. You've already kissed me and felt me. I need this now. I need you to feel my bare breasts. There you go. You still like them? Are they too small? Really? Well, go ahead then. Did you ever wonder, in all our hours together, what it would be like to grab my bare breasts? Really? You did? Well, what else did you imagine? Oh my God. I've never seen one before, much less, but I mean, like, I'd love to try to, of course. Yes, sir. Do you want to take your shorts off? Or should I? How does this? Oh. Wow. It's bigger than I thought. No. Good. Just bigger. Can I touch it? Wow. It's twitching. Does that mean you like it? You like it when I touch you? My hands look so little when they're on your cock. Is it okay to say that? Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening. Okay, here it goes. I'm gonna kneel now. You may have to help me because I've never done this before. God, my heart is racing. I'm getting really, really, wet down there. Is that too much? Sorry, sir. Okay. Just, like, kiss it. Like that. how I put my lips around it, right? You like the view from up there, Mr. O'Connor? Your favorite student on her knees, looking up at you with her lips wrapped around your thick cock. You have a good view of my perky little 18-year-old tits, don't you? You really like them, huh? Wait! Where are you going? Oh, okay. You want me to follow you? This must be your bedroom. Is this where you and Mrs. O'Connor? Never mind. Okay, I'll lay down right here. Oh my God. Wow. I love it when you kiss my neck like that. I feel it all over my body. Like I'm aching for you to kiss me everywhere. Especially. Oh, yes. Oh, kiss my breast, Mr. O'Connor. Oh, kiss my perky little teenage tits. Yes. Oh my God. You're going lower. Are you going to? Oh my God. Yes, please. Please, sir. Please take off my shorts. Do you like my pink panties? It's nothing special. You can. Oh. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, you can feel me soaking through my panties. Can you taste me? Take them off. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Oh, the way you kiss me down there. Oh, you're so good at this. Never stop. Oh, never stop. Oh my God. Yes. I just stop. Oh, I mean, never, obviously. Doesn't it hurt? Will you be gentle with me? aching to have you inside me. Go slow, please. Yes, I want it. Yes, sir. Please, sir.
can never compare now. I guess I'll have to come back to you. Oh, you always know how to make me feel.